So I think in this week's parsha, Parsha Mishpatim, it says, Lo Sev Hashal Gadi Bechalevi Mo, for the first of three times. So that really gives you an opening to talk about anything to do with kashrus, pretty much. So we'll talk about something that certainly comes up quite often and people don't think about. And I think people always assume that it is a problem and therefore they treat it that way, but perhaps there might be many valid lenient opinions, and that is the following question. You eat French fries that were cooked in a fleishig restaurant, and you decide an hour later or a few minutes later that you'd like to have milchig, you'd like to have some ice cream. So the question we'd like to answer this evening, or at least attempt to answer, is if you have French fries from a fleishig place, does that make you fleishig that you'd have to wait your usual time, whatever it is, 1 hour if you're Dutch, or 3 hours, or 6 hours, whatever it is, eating those French fries, does that make you fleishig? It comes up quite a bit. So let's begin. So in order to understand the question properly, we need to know why we wait in the first place. What is the deal with waiting? So in the tour, in pay test in Yoredea, we find two reasons why we wait between meat and then eating milk. So the first is that which is brought down by Rashi. So Rashi says in Chulin Kufhei Amar Aleph, "Debasar motzi shuman v'u nidbak bapeh u marich ta'amo," that it caught the taste of the meat lasts in your mouth. It's very fatty. The taste lingers there. And because the tam basar nimshach bapeh, the flavor of the meat stays in your mouth, so this means that however long you wait, if you wait 3 hours, you think it stays there for 3 hours. If you wait 6 hours, you assume it waits there for 6 hours. And therefore, no milk for that time because the fatty taste of the meat remains in one's mouth. That is the opinion of Rashi. The other opinion is that of the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Perek Tes Chaf Ches. So the Rambam says that the time to wait is from Suda to Suda, from meal to meal. And he says it's Sheishos, it's 6 hours. And then he explains that Lefi Shabasar Motzi Shuman Moshach Tam Ad Zman Arach Lefi Zeh Tam Im Lo Achlu El Shalas Latinok Ein Sarach Lahamtin. Oh, sorry, I flipped the things. Sorry, I made a mistake. Rashi has a different reason. Rashi says that there's going to be food stuck in your mouth, and the pieces are going to wait, are going to get stuck there. And the Rambam says the issue is that the fatty taste is going to stick around. So that's the general reason why we wait. That the classic practical difference is, let's say I chew a piece of meat, but I spit it out. Right? So according to Rashi, since the issue is getting the meat stuck in your teeth, you'd have to wait. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a problem. On the other flip side, though, if I had something like chicken soup, so according to the Rambam, I have the fatty taste of the chicken in my mouth, but according to Rashi, I have nothing in my teeth. So how do we pass? What's the halacha? We follow both opinions. The Torah says Ramachma for Rashi and the Rambam, and any amount of meat that goes into your mouth, for whatever reason, so you generally have to wait that amount of time. Now, none of those reasons should apply here in this case, because in the case of the French fries, you're not actually eating any real meat. You're having French fries. French fries are not actual meat. So therefore, really, we have a different issue here. Rather, the deep-fried foods are fried in oil that have meat fats in the oil. You're not having actual meat. You're having oily, you're having the French fries that absorbed meat fat. And therefore, the food isn't actually meat. What is it? It has the taste of meat. What we'll call tam basar. It has not actual meat, but the taste of meat. And therefore, in this case, waiting 6 hours is because of a new halacha. I don't mean new historically, but a new type of thing, which is called tavshil shel basar. When you have something that is cooked with meat, but it is not actually meat itself. So this is referring to food that's cooked as part of the meat, that has the taste of the meat. Classic example, chulent potato. Chulent potato is a potato. It did not come from an animal. But it has absorbed all the taste of the meat, and therefore, 100% according to everyone, if you eat a chulent potato, you have to wait as if you ate meat, because that is a tavshil shel basar. It is something that was cooked with meat, and therefore, it carries the status of meat. And therefore, the reason to wait is not because the meat got stuck or anything like that in your teeth, but rather because, as the Mordechai writes, and is brought by the Beis Yosef, that you might come to become confused. Well, if I had the potato, and I had the meat, so I might get confused. So we made a law that you cannot eat milk right after having something that was cooked with meat, because you'll become confused, and therefore we make you wait whatever time you wait if you had a piece of meat, if you had something that was cooked with meat in the same pot. That is not up for debate. That is very clear. We follow that all the time. So the clear halacha is if you have a chong potato, it's as if you had meat, you'd have to wait before you had ice cream after the fact. There are two reasons in our case with the French fries, though, why we begin to say that perhaps you can eat milkshakes after the French fries and would not have to wait the regular amount of time. We're going to put two possibilities out there, and we'll see what we have to say about them. It's possible to say that perhaps these fried foods, the French fry that was, let's say, fried in the same deep fryer where they made fried chicken moments ago, is not a tavshil shel basar. And the reason is based on a comment of the Shach. The Shach writes here in Yerodeya, pay test your test, Benira. The fact that you're allowed to have cheese after, it's even if I cooked something, let's say I cooked vegetables in a pot that I didn't clean out properly. The pot was still dirty. It had a residue of meat fat in there. I didn't actually cook it with meat, but it has a residue. I didn't do such a good job at the sink, and there's residue left behind. So the Shach says, that's okay. It doesn't make the vegetables you cook in that pot afterwards a tavshil shel basar, which we would treat like meat. To have tzas mamasho shel iser, it's just a little bit of meat that's left behind. But you can't eat it together with cheese, says the Shach. So again, I have a pot that I cooked meat in. I didn't clean it out well. And then I cook vegetables in the pot now. There's residue of the meat. It doesn't make it an actual tavshil shel basar because I didn't actually cook meat which at the same time as the vegetables. But, says the Shach, I'm allowed to eat milkshakes after I have those vegetables cooked in a dirty pan, but I can't eat those vegetables together with milk. That would not be allowed, right? That's the usual case, right, on Shabbos.
Is that why brocks, or they'll say, oh, all the food made in here is inflashic?
Okay, yes, that's why they tell you it's dairy equipment or meat equipment. Why? Because they'll tell you that perhaps you can eat afterwards, but not with it. So, right, we know that Oreos, regular classic Oreos, are actually not milkshakes. They are dairy equipment. Okay, they're dairy equipment. That's why in a lot of yeshivas that will be careful about Tal Yisrael, so they'll have Oreos in the machines. And the rabbanim in the yeshiva will say, it's not actually Tal Yisrael, because it's only dairy equipment. So if that's the case, on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to have Oreos after your fleishig meal. Not with your fleishig meal, but after you clear the table and everything's away, you could take out Oreos for dessert, which would be fine because Oreos are only dairy equipment. They're not actually dairy. This is what the Shach is saying. Okay? Now, since in this case, the deep fryer can be considered like an unclean pot, right? Let's bring it back to the French fries. The deep fryer is not actually, there's no meat in the deep fryer with the French fries. It's like an unclean pot, perhaps. Perhaps. We're not saying 100%, but let's treat the oil in the deep fryer like an unclean pot. And the meat, I don't have any intent that the meat goes into the French fries. And therefore, perhaps according to this comment to the Shach, you would not have to wait 6 hours because I have no intent to mix the flavors of meat together into the French fries. They're two separate things. I'm just lazy. I don't want to clean. I have to put new oil in every single time I'm making new French fries. I have to have a separate fryer for French fries or chicken. No, everything goes into the same fryer. Okay, it's like a dirty pot. And that's approach number one of the Shach because I don't have intention to cook the meat together with the French fries. Okay, next. The other reason perhaps why one could be lenient over here is that even if you could say that, let's say you want to say no, it's not the case. Clearly, it's a tavshil shel basar. It is cooked down with meat. I have chicken fats mixed around with the oil, and the French fries are absorbing everything. Of course, that's a tavshil shel basar. That's no different than a chant. And perhaps we don't have the leniency of the Shach. Nonetheless, if the person eating the deep fried food doesn't taste any meat, I give you a French fry, and we do a taste test, and I tell you, do you taste meat in the French fry or no? And you say, no, it tastes like whatever French fry, I don't taste any meat flavors. So then you can assume that it did not develop any meat taste. And therefore, on top of that, another reason to be lenient. If I can't taste any meat in the French fry, so then I can assume there's no meat flavors and I can go on with my life. That is the opinion of the Yad Yehuda there in Yerodea Peites Hay, saying as well, if I can't taste it, and it's also the opinion of the Divrei Moshe, which we're going to see later on as well. So you have perhaps two reasons. One, I have no intent that the flavor of the meat go into the French fry, and even if I did, if I can't taste the flavor of the meat in the French fry, perhaps I'm scot-free, and there's no issue at all. Okay, now, let's make this clear, as we said before. Everything we're about to talk about with the French fries is wading between meat and milk. We're never going to tell you in the shiur that you're allowed to have the French fries from the Fleishig restaurant with a bowl of ice cream. That's not an option. But the question is going to be, what about afterwards? Okay. Even the Shach agrees that this is usser, and we don't rely on tasting if I taste the flavor of meat or not when it comes to eating these things together with milchigs. And this would also preclude putting, you know, deep fried foods into milk or kalim, right? I take the French fries home and I want to put them in a, I want to eat them out of a milk bowl. I'm going to eat French fries out of a bowl, but you want to eat the French fries out of a milk bowl. So that would require, you'd have to kasher the kalim afterwards, according to everyone. Okay. So the whole question going forward is just waiting. Do you have to wait between these two things? We're going to present now four reasons to be machmir. That's what we want to do. We want to present four reasons why everything I just said is wrong. Okay? And then we're going to backtrack and try to defend why it was right. Okay. Some argue that even if you want to apply the shach, right, this famous opinion of the shach, that if I have no intent for the flavors to be cooked together, it's not considered meat, right? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Chachmas Adam do hold like the shach, being that the base mayor, which is a very important opinion in the Rodea, and other major poskim argue with the shach. There are major, major players who think the shach is wrong. So where do we get off saying, oh, I'm going to hold like the shach, you know, there was no intent of flavors to be cooked together, the French fries are not fleishig, I'm going to hold like the shach. What are you talking about? There's major, major poskim, the base mayor, and other big opinions who say that we don't follow the shach. There's a sefer called the Bircha Shemayim Simchat Beis, who says that the minhag is not to follow the shach. We're going to see that not everybody agrees to that. So first attack is, we don't hold like the shach. It's a very weird opinion to say, just because I don't want the flavors of the oils to mix into my french fries, that doesn't make it fleishig. So that's the first attack on the shach. We don't hold like him. First reason to be machmir. The second idea of, remember we said before about if I don't taste any meat in the french fries, so you know everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be wonderful. So that is a problem, because nowadays we might not have the skills to be able to differentiate, do I taste the meat in there, do I not? That idea of relying on your taste is something we don't usually do, and therefore it could be possible that it has a meat taste, and it is a tavshil shalbas, so the french fries do have fleishigs in them, and I would have to wait 6 hours, right? Where do you get off saying that, you know, I can taste it, I can't taste it? We're not experts. Now, usually we do rely on the setzer to taste things, but it might not apply here, because since there are so many meaty fats in the oil that go into the french fries, and the potatoes have soaked up all this oil, you have to taste them. And even if you say you don't taste them, there's probably something wrong with you, some of the poskim will say. Tell me, you're going to eat a french fry, a potato that has no taste, and it was fried in oil that just had chicken fried in it, and you're going to tell me you don't taste any flavor of fat and chicken from the french fries? Impossible, they'll say. So another reason to be machmer. What's the second reason to be machmer? We don't trust your taste buds. There must be some meat in there, and you must be wrong. Okay. Reason number three to be machmer about the french fries is that even if you could rely on the shach, maybe the shach doesn't apply in our case. Because we find that the base mayor doesn't understand the shach this way, and the Piskei Tshuva are also in doubt about the shach, about the following issue. We know in halacha, when it comes to flavors, there's a concept of batel b'shishim, right? Things have to be nullified in 60. So the question is, can we assume in the case of the french fries here, that whether there was 60 times the flavor of the french fry of meat going into the of the chicken going to the french fry. The shach was talking about a case, what was the shach's case very specifically? We need to be honest about the shach. The shach was talking about a very specific case where the person tried to clean out the pot before using it for a pot of food because he didn't want the fleishig tastes in the pot. I tried to do a good job in the kitchen cleaning out the pots, but I didn't do a good job, right? I wanted the flesh and taste removed, but I didn't do a good job. In the case of the French fries, did I try to remove any flesh and taste from the fry pan? No, I didn't even care. There was no attempt to remove any case of the meat. And therefore, maybe, say some of the poskim, I can only rely on this cool of the shach, again, the cool of the shach being that I have the mixing of the flavors of this, when I tried to clean it out, only in the case where I don't want it, where I have a abhorrence, where I don't want the flavor of the meat to go into the french fry. That's the only case where maybe we can apply the shach. But in the case of a restaurant, you're going to tell me the restaurant, you're going to tell me Carlson Gabby's or whatever your favorite flesh place is, you're going to tell me that they specifically don't want the flavor of the fried chicken to go into the french fry? Of course not. They probably...
What if they're using separate... I mean, I guess it's the oil you're talking about, but what if they are using separate fryers?
Oh, so they're separate fryers, there's nothing to discuss.
No, separate the metal, I mean.
Oh, the metal we don't care about. It's all about the oil. It's all about the oil. But in the restaurants, they don't want to eliminate the flesh and taste in the food, right? Even though they don't care if it's there, but they're certainly not trying to remove it. They're not doing anything to stop it. The shas cases where you cleaned out the bowl, I don't think they're cleaning out anything from the fryer in any of these restaurants. They're not. They don't have any issue with it being there. They might not want it there, but they might not. But they are certainly not trying to stop it. Now, I read when this question was asked to Rabbi Cheskel Roth, who's a dayan in Williamsburg. So he answered that it's pashut. It's simple. It's very clear to him. You cannot apply the shach. So we have again a third issue to be machmir because the shach is a specific case where you try to remove the meat flavor. And in our case with the deep fryer, no one is trying to remove the deep flavor. They might not want the flavor there, but they're certainly not trying to stop it. We'll review all the formas in a second. I have to do the fourth one. The last reason to be machmir and not rely on this shach is that you could argue that the shach doesn't mean only in a case where one doesn't want the dirt there. Even as long as he doesn't care if the residue was left over from the fleishig, it's still not considered a tashra shabasa, right? That's what we wanted to say. He didn't want the meat flavor there, and therefore it's okay. But the oil, the meat was intentionally fried in the oil, right? The guy takes the chicken and he says, I want this chicken, right? Hinani mucha mazuman, I'm preparing myself with great intent to fry this chicken in the oil, okay? And therefore, since the deep fried food holds a percentage of that oil in it, when you eat the food, you're eating it, you're eating that flavor of the chicken that went into it. He intended that all of those flavors go into it. And therefore you could agree that the oil, everyone agrees that the oil is a tavshil shalbasa, right? The oil itself was cooked with the chicken. The oil was certainly cooked with the chicken. So I take that oil and then I'm soaking it up in the french fry. So even if you want to tell me that the french fry itself before wasn't tashrul shabasar, but it's holding on to all of that oil that was fried with the chicken. It's absorbed all of that oil that is certainly a tashrul shabasar. And therefore, even if it's not your intent to eat it, still, it would probably have to probably be an issue. So let's review the four reasons to be machmer by the french fries. The first is that we don't hold like the shach. The shach is a big chiddush. Who cares what your intent was? Whether you wanted the flavor in there, you don't. The shach is a big chiddush. The second issue is that who says you can just rely on your taste? You do taste the meat, but you don't taste the meat there. Maybe there's something wrong with your tongue. There's meat in the oil, and it's most certainly there. The third reason to be machmer is that the shach was a very specific case where the shach was trying to remove the fatty flesh there, and because he didn't want it there. And in your case with the French fries, who's trying to take the flesh out of the oil? No one is. And therefore, perhaps another reason to be machmer. And the last thing is that the oil is certainly a tavshil shalbasar, and the french fries are holding that oil. It's all soaked into that french fry, and therefore it's holding something that was cooked with meat. So we have, again, four reasons to not allow you to have ice cream after having the french fries that are cooked in the chicken deep fry. I'm going to give you now two reasons why I think we should be makel, and then I'm going to tell you what I think, and then I'm going to tell you what two other halachic groups have to say about this. Okay? So, we want to look here now in the Tshuvas of the Divrei Moshe. Okay? The Divrei Moshe here is a contemporary posek. It's the last source on the page. And this is in Siman Memhei in the Divrei Moshe. So he says that you're not actually required to wait 6 hours after eating from these deep fried foods. And he says as follows. Let's look. He says, Dihinei, harama sham kasav zelo shono, mihu, im ein basar betamshil, rak misbashra begadeira, right? If there's no meat in the situation here, but it was just cooked in a pot that had meat in it before, so mutra lechol acharav gvina ve'enbo minag lehachna, right? The Rama says, right, this is clear, straight up, meat equipment, right? I make something in the meat in the pot. I clean out the pot and I cook something parav in there. So the vegetables that are parav are considered meat equipment, and I can have afterwards. The same with the Oreos. Everything we discussed before. The Hoksha Lava Shach. Then we quoted from the Shach who said that even if, right, it was cleaned out and you didn't do such a good job, and there's a little bit left behind, it's necessary to have it with cheese, but you're allowed to have cheese afterwards. Okay, so in the middle of this first paragraph, he says, "V'hinei hashach atzmo lo bir hatamaza." The shach never explains why he finds it okay to cook something parev in a dirty meat pot and then have milk afterwards. Amnam hanil from the site. I want to tell you what the shach's reason is. The du mehatam atzmo shekasapti kan shehivim das harama da minar hu rak betavsh shabasar mamish. The whole issue is just a tavsha shabasar mamish. Something that was actually cooked together with meat. But in a case where nothing was cooked with meat, the meat is long gone. There's a little bit of meat residue left behind, but there's no actual meat. The cook, the fry chef, needs to have intent to make this into a tavshil shel basar. When the person puts the french fries into the oil, he needs to have intent that I want the meat flavors to go in. There's no reason to be machmer, it says the Divrei Moshe, if I have no intent for the leftover residue of meat to go into the french fry. He says, now I can explain the shach against other questions. What does he say? So he explains as follows, that the kula of the shach can be understood as the shach is relaying a new concept in what a tavshil shel basar is. That it only applies to a meat dish that was intentionally made. Now, this is a new thing. You need to have kavana. You need to have intent in cooking for what you want to happen. So if I want the meat flavor to go into the french fries, if you interview the fry chef and you say, excuse me, Mr. Fry Chef, did you want the flavor from the fried chicken to go into this french fry? And if he says, yes, that's what I'm going here for, so then perhaps it comes to tavshil shel basar. But if he doesn't care, and it's just there because it's there, so what the shach is saying, says the Divrei Moshe, is that it doesn't make it a tavshil shel basar. It totally depends on intent. Therefore, foods in which a meat was intentionally placed, although not for its taste, so would not have a din of tavshil shel basar, because I don't want the taste, says the shach, to go in. And since the deep-fried meat was not intentionally put into the oil in order to give the oil a meat taste, so then I could have the meat taste in the oil, go into the french fry. The fry chef is not that smart to think that back in advance, to put everything together. So therefore, says the Divrei Moshe, you don't have to wait 6 hours or 3 hours after having fleishig french fries. Why? What's the underlying reason? The fry chef has no intention that the flavor of the meat should go into the oil and should go into the french fry. That's not what he wants. He doesn't care about it, and therefore that would be okay. That is the opinion of the Divrei Moshe, and for our purposes, it's also the opinion of Rabbi Shechter. He said it a number of times in Shir when we learned Yoredeya, and we pressed him on it a number of times to make sure that's what he really meant, and he was 100% sure about it, and he agrees with this idea. This was his own idea, not the Divrei Moshe, but he agrees that this is the understanding of the Shach, and Rabbi Shechter feels that there's no issue having milk eggs after having french fries from a fleishig place, if the assumption is, which I think is a fair assumption, that no one had intent that the meat flavor go into the french fry.
But they had They intentionally cook the meat in that oil, and they intentionally cook the French fry, and nature is what it is.
But when they did that, did they do that because they have some grand plan that the flavors go together, or because they have one fry thing, and it's all together in one bowl? And if they could pay for it, they'd have two. But they don't have two, they only have one. So we could certainly go and interview all the different esteemed restaurants here and try to figure out what it is. But I think it's a fair assumption, unless proven otherwise. Another reason is that the poskim hold that you're allowed to rely on tasting food to see if it's meat, and regarding to wait 6 hours. Remember, waiting 6 hours is not just, it's a minag on top of a din derabanan, right? First of all, that's the first thing. And then on top of it, to wait 6 hours is a big chumrah that we have. I'm not telling anyone to be making this chumrah. This is what we do, we wait. But it's a big chumrah that we have. And therefore, tasting could be relied on. The Yad Yehuda brought in the Darche Tshuva. Did I bring the Darche Tshuva over here? So, I didn't bring it over here. But the Yad Yehuda says that you can rely on tasting when it comes to deciding, when it comes to 6 hours. So, we're basing on those two things. If you eat the French fry and it doesn't taste like chicken to you, and relying on Rav Shechter and the Divrei Moshe said that there was no intent for the flavors to go into the French fries, there's certainly what grounds to be lenient in this regard. And they're just, again, just to say again, it's only regarding to waiting, but not when it comes to eating things together. No one's going to say you can have the French fries with a glass of milk or with a bowl of ice cream. Sounds like an interesting combination on its own, nevertheless. I just want to be, for the sake of intellectual honesty, so I just want to bring for you two other opinions who disagree with this. I certainly think that Rav Shechter and Divrei Moshe are correct and that you're allowed to eat afterwards, but I just want to tell you two other opinions. There's a very popular sefer that was made about a little bit over 10 years ago in Eretz Yisrael called Dira Days. A Dira is an apartment. And when you're in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so you have a Dira that you live in with your friends and you go to yeshiva. So this guy made a sefer which discusses the issues of kashrus that a bachur in yeshiva needs to know when he runs his own gross apartment and things are not so clean. He has very interesting questions. He has a question about if you have a pair of glasses and I stir the coffee with one side of the glasses, so can I stir something fleishig with the other side of the stem of the glasses? He has interesting questions that only a bachur in yeshiva would have to worry about. So he writes in his Dear Days as follows. I'm just going to quote from what he says. He says, often when using a deep fryer, the same oils we use repeatedly. This can create a number of issues. Oil that has already once been used for frying has taste as well as residual particles of food remaining in it. As such, oil used to deep fry meat, schnitzel, etc., and reused to deep fry falafel balls would make the falafel balls fleishig. If you would eat the falafel, you would need to wait 6 hours before eating anything milchig. In many restaurants and other fast food establishments, oil is normally saved and used over and over again, so much so the oil can actually change color. It's appetizing. And if you were to grab a French fry as a snack from a fleishig store, that would make you very fleishig unless you use a separate deep fryer for parv, highly unlikely. The same is true at a Simchas, where the fleishig deep fryer may have been used to prepare potato knishes. I don't know they serve potato knishes at Simchas. Ask the establishment how the food was prepared. It may be possible that even parv produces fleishigs, and you must wait 6 hours before dinner. So the opinion of the author of Dear Days, and he's become a little bit known. He has become, in the last 10 years, as a bit of a posek in his area in Yodea. So that's one valid opinion to be machmir. The other is the opinion of the Star K. The Star K writes on a number of occasions on their website as follows, that one must also wait 6 hours to eat French fries that were fried in oil previously used to fry chicken. Therefore, if one eats French fries or other deep-fried items prepared in a fleishig restaurant, he should assume that he is fleishig unless certifying agency of the restaurant indicates otherwise. Similarly, if one is fleishig, one may not eat French fries that were fried in oil that was previously used to fry dairy products. I don't know how that happens. I don't know who fried so many dairy things. But when in doubt, consult the restaurant's certifying agency. The opinion of Star K.
Mozzarella sticks.
There you go. So, so again, we have the Star K, the author of Dira Days, telling you based on the rejection of the Shach and the fact that the taste does transfer, and the Shach was talking about a specific case. All of those things, all telling you that one should be machmer, but the opinion of Divrei Moshe and Rabbi Shechter is very clear, and I think it's certainly more than enough to rely on to have milchigs after having French fries fried in a fleishig deep fryer. Questions? No? Great. Okay.
So oil's well on
there. There you go. Oil's well on top.
Well, let me ask you this.